stop it, brother. Let's get together and unify.
Radio Basics. And there's always a message involved.
Welcome to Radio Basics, CHRY 105.5 FM.
What's up, Toronto? This is Steve. I'm your host for tonight. I'm here with...
Corey.
What's up, CSAC? How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good to see you in the studio.
Yeah, good to be here.
Thank you for coming in and helping me tonight. It was supposed to be my show, I think, with somebody else, but like you really backed me up tonight.
No problem, brother.
Appreciate
anytime.
That. So we got a number of issues we're going to be talking about tonight. In local news, we're going to be talking about the repression of teachers in the Toronto District School Board for taking a stand against Israeli apartheid. We got some international issues we're going to be covering. We're going to be covering the massive merger of two energy giants in Canada announced today. And later in the show, we're going to be doing an interview with a few elections monitors who were in El Salvador to observe the elections and the electoral success of the left-wing party FMLN. What else we got, C?
We got some dope music. We're going to get it started right now with a track from Climbing Poetry's album Ammunition. We've been waiting for these to arrive in the city for some time. They sold out last summer and then they were on tour, so we just got them today at my workplace, Toronto Women's Bookstore. And we're going to hit you up with track 12 off that album, Even If She Can't Fly.
And with that joint, we'll be back.
There's nothing left to do but sing. There's nothing left to do but sing. There's nothing left to do but sing. I woke up this morning and my soul crawled up my skin. It whispered in my ear, the revolution starts within. But without justice in this world, my poetry seems paper thin. Like how we gonna enlighten when we watch our children dying? And how you gonna fight the man if you're fighting to survive? And how we gonna find the truth when all we know is lies? And all we know about standing up for life and seeing fallen angels, spirits rising. And why then do we need another goddamn poem about revolution? Somewhere in the world of balance, counting stars and grains of rice and praying hard to save her life and pain and strife are the only cards she had to play with. And somewhere in Haiti, a mother's counting her dead children. And somewhere in New England, another's counting multi-millions. Somewhere in Chicago, a broken soul grows old in prison. And somewhere in Colombia, the land's too poisonous to live in. And people live there, and somewhere in the world, landmines and pipelines, crack pipes and high rises circumvent the land like lines, designing palms of hands, printing futures we will never understand until our ancestors become our children. And somewhere in Africa, someone's listening to God through television and praying to paper dolls and holy gods, draped in white skin with eyes fixed on heaven. They never look down to see their own wings. And somewhere in the suburbs, someone got an SUV for Christmas and son forgot to do the dishes. But somewhere baby sisters went to the hot ring of men scraping rib cages, holding hearts hostage in the forgotten regions of the projects. Somewhere someone's watching their life beat out their eyes, and someone's trying to survive. And right now, we're letting hope dry up and die. Right now, another 10 million poems about revolution might not bring it back to life, but there's nothing left to do but try. A caged bird can sing even if she can't fly.
She can fly.
So I write revolutions with my pen. Cause right now the amount of bling the US spends on Hollywood, pet food, cosmetics and bombs will be enough to stop AIDS. Call for preparation as if new way starvation. Right now a girl sleeps afraid of the shadows below her door and the weight of the world thrust in her. Right now cold fingers cleanse paper cups and casualties display missing limbs at busy intersections waiting for the light to turn red again. Right now West Africa's orphans are calling freedom, calling platinum, made to chains and shackles extracted from their mother's veins by their cousins' newfound slavery. Right now on the G-train in Ethiopia, a woman is force feeding her newborn baby formula, cause the nation's breast was drained by Texaco and there was nowhere left to go but underground railroads at the sweatshops in the land of opportunity. Right now in West Philly, a born and raised stranger is pushing his pain between the legs of an angel and pissing his name on her face to prove he still exists. Right now kids are misplacing anger and bullet holes, our saviors are growing old in the silent regions of our consciousness. And this, and this, and this poem is not supposed to be depressing.
Even if she can die, even if she can't fly,
cause somewhere in the world a newborn's taking her first breath in, somewhere someone's caressing the face of their first love, and someone's dancing despite the hunger. And sometimes I dream in colors our eyes haven't even learned to see yet. I dream my dreams peace, I dream pieces peeled off every bone and bumper sticker and swallowed like hard candy until we can all feel it deep within us. Justice is pulled down from tree limbs, and freedom is untangled from purse strings. And we all trust each other enough to help each other, enough to love each other in colors we couldn't even dream of. And we need dreams now, and love songs, manifestos and holy texts, and yes, another goddamn poem about revolution. For those that didn't hear the first set against a fear on their own breath, we've been running revolutions just to catch up to our footsteps. The fire's been ignited, but the food ain't even cooked yet. Each poem is this hope yet. Cause yes, a revolution begins from that same place within us where we find the strength to say.
Off their album from last year. And before we hit you up with another track, we're gonna talk about some news.
In local news, at a time when the reality of the financial crisis is becoming frighteningly clear to many Toronto residents, the Toronto Community Housing Corporation has quietly proposed a sell-off of 326 apartment units and 45 single-family homes of public housing. In December 2008, the Toronto Community Housing Corporation announced its intentions to sell its scattered units. For years, TCHC has been promoting the demolition of poor neighborhoods in Regent Park, Donmount Court, Lawrence Heights, to take a few examples, and other public housing projects in order to rebuild mixed-income neighborhoods for the benefit of the people who live there, or so this is what they say. This massive sell-off of properties is already in mixed-income neighborhoods, and it shows the true commitments of TCHC to basically, you know, eradicating poor people from neighborhoods in order to promote development interests. The waiting list for social housing in the City of Toronto currently stands at an astonishing 70,000 people, and we can only expect this number to grow in the coming months and years as the economic crisis deepens. The Ontario Coalition Against Poverty has announced that it is committed to supporting tenants and disrupting the sell-off process at every step along the way. So if people are in one of those situations in a social housing community or in one of those scattered units across Toronto that is facing the risk of privatization, you can visit ocap.ca for more information or to contact Ontario Coalition Against Poverty for help and any questions that you may have regarding this. In national news today, Canadian energy giant Suncor Energy announced that it would be acquiring Petro-Can, another leading energy giant in Canada. The deal, announced to cost almost $19 billion, will create a $43 billion energy giant in the Canadian energy market. While the two CEOs of the corporations made the announcement this morning to Canadians, assuring stockholders that the merger will save them some $300 million a year, the chief executives also announced further job losses for their workers. So in the time of grave economic crisis, we have massive, you know, oligopolistic corporations that are
oligopolistic. Solid word.
Which basically means when a couple companies control like a whole industry, you have them making even more money, greater cuts to the workers, concentrating and centralizing their control over the market. And I mean, this is a really much more long debate that we don't really have the time to get into, but you know, all economic crises from the Great Depression to the, all the recessions that have happened since then to today's greater depression that is looming, you know, this is always an opportunity for the rich to get richer and to consolidate and further centralize their power in the economy. So I think this example today of one of the largest, you know, energy mergers in Canadian history is a really key example of how, you know, who's doing well in this economy and who's not, clearly.
The banks merging, the energy companies merging.
But on a lighter note, you got another track for us. Even,
on
you
a
not?
Lighter note, still conscious lyrics though, Lupe Fiasco from his 2006 album Food and Liquor. We're going to hear some American Terrorist. Here it is.
Close your mind, close your eyes, see with your heart. How do you forgive the murderer of your father? The ink of a scholar is worth a thousand times more than the blood of a mob. Terrorist. We came through the storm, nooses on our necks, and a smallpox blanket to keep us warm on a 747 on the Pentagon lawn. Wake up, the alarm clock is connected to a bomb. Anthrax lab on a West Virginia farm. Shorty ain't learned to walk, already heavily armed. Civilians and little children is especially harmed. Camouflage Taurus, Bibles and glorious Qurans. The books that take you to heaven and let you meet the Lord there have become misinterpreted reasons for warfare. Reread them with blind eyes, I guarantee you there's more there. Rich must be blind, cause they ain't see the poor there. Yeah, need to open up a park, just close 10 schools, we don't need them. Can you please call the fire department? They down here marching for freedom. Burn down ATVs, turn ATVs on, the teacher let move. Cause things the same because we lack the same color. And that's gray, now that's May. Can't burn his cross cause he can't afford the gasoline. Now if a Muslim woman's trapped with a bomb on the bus with the seconds running, give you the jitters. Just imagine an American-based Christian organization planning the poison water supplies to bring the second coming quicker. Nigga, they ain't living properly. Wreck them all for a little democracy. Turn their whole culture to a mockery. Give them Coca-Cola for their property. Give them guns, get them young, give them fun. But if they ain't giving it up, then they ain't getting none. And don't give them all, no, man, just give them some. It's the paper, some of these cops must be Al-Qaeda, nigga, the more money that they make, the more money that they make, the better and better they live. Whatever they wanna take, whatever they wanna take, red man, fool, black man, nigga. Give yellow man tool, make him railroad villa. Also give him pen, make him pull gold from river. Give black man crack, Glock and things. Give red man craps, slot machines. Now bring it back, 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 bring it back. Don't give the black man fool, give the red man liquor. Red man fool, black man nigga. Give yellow man tool, make him railroad villa. Also give him pen, make him pull gold from river. Give black man crack, Glocks and ting. Give the red man craps, slot machines. Now bring it back, 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 bring it back.
Don't you remember you told me you loved me, baby? Baby, 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 ooh.
Paul Menon, Comfort Says, you're listening to 105.5. Keep it locked, see?
We're back, Basics Radio, here on CHRY 105.5 FM, Wicked Community Radio Station. We're happy to be operating out of here. So before we take you to another track and then the interviews we mentioned earlier, Steve's going to hit us up with some local and national news.
In other local news, a secondary school teacher of the Student School, an alternative school under the jurisdiction of the Toronto District School Board, John Morton, has come under fierce attacks by the National Post for allowing his students to debate the issue of Israeli apartheid in his classroom. On March 4th, the notoriously pro-Israeli apartheid National Post newspaper published an article condemning John Morton's granting young activists of the anti-apartheid movement to raise the critical issue of Israeli apartheid in the classroom, and by allowing the screening of the documentary Occupation 101. The National Post article refers to the anti-apartheid activist in the high school as, get this, pigs reigning over innocent puppies, a reference to George Orwell's book Animal Farm on totalitarianism. The National Post article also applauds the Toronto District School Board's decision to launch a formal investigation into the school's administrator, John Morton, claiming that the student school is committing an intellectual crime against its students because it's not demonstrating Israel's side of the story. I think this is just ridiculous. Like, if to me, having to, you know, like Corey, like engaging the issue of Israeli apartheid in the classroom, having to present Israel's self-justifications for the slaughter of thousands and thousands of people is to me like akin to telling a high school history teacher that he has to bring in neo-Nazis into his classroom to explain Hitler's side of World War II. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I think that, unfortunately, when Zionist organizations talk about telling Israel's side of the story, it's a specific kind of telling of that story, of that narrative, and it's rife with all sorts of assumptions around racism and ignorant of indigenous rights and so forth. So, I mean, this is no surprise that these are the kinds of tactics that would be used. There's not too long ago, there was a book that actually did tell sides of the story from children's perspectives, Israeli children and Palestinian children, and Zionist organizations even tried to have that banned. And the introduction to that book, the book is called Three Wishes, Palestinian and Israeli Children Speak by Deborah Ellis, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And even that book in the introduction acknowledges the illegal nature of the apartheid wall and of the occupation. And that's not the kind of story about Israel that certain groups want to have out there, right? So,
yeah. Well, check it out. This isn't the end of that story. So the article by the National Post concludes, get this, that High Schools Against Israeli Apartheid, which is the name of the students' organization that has been, you know, going around high schools teaching people about Israeli apartheid. I quote, High Schools Against Israeli Apartheid, whose reach is extending into other high schools, as I write, is dangerous to democracy and must be stopped.
Wow. It's cool. You know what? Like, the thing is that's so irritating is that a paper like ours, Basics, we make no apologies for what we're trying to do, right? Like, we're a community-based newspaper. We're trying to have our paper affiliated with social and political organizing, and the paper is a political tool in that, right? But a paper like the National Post is perceived by many and is considered by itself, at least, and presents itself publicly as a sort of unbiased news source, which most people recognize is not true, and that any news source is reflective of its ownership and not unbiased.
Yep.
But it's just so frustrating because that essentially is a call to action along a certain yep. political line, right?
So while the article on the one hand charges the administrator, John Morton, of intellectual crimes, whatever the hell that means, because he hasn't taken the time to better explain Israel's self-justifications for bombing thousands of people, and apparently this is an attack on freedom of speech on the behalf of John Morton because he didn't thoroughly go through the issues with the students. In the same breath, the article is calling for the criminalization of a student organization because it's opposed to Israeli war crimes and apartheid. So on the one hand, John Morton is breaching freedom of speech, and on the other hand, we should criminalize a student organization that's trying to get out information, freedom of speech. So, riddled in contradictions. Thank you, National Post, for once again demonstrating to the people that there is no such thing as objective and neutral media. And this is the reason, people, why you got to support grassroots community media like CHRY 105.5 and Basics Free Community Newsletter, Radio Basics.
So, shameless plug. Oh, yeah.
To international news now, and related to the topic of the local issue we were just dealing with. How ironic. Check this out. A recent study by the CIA has cast doubt over whether apartheid in Israel will be able to survive beyond the next 20 years. The report indicates, and I quote, an inexorable movement away from the two-state to a one-state solution as the most viable model based on democratic full equality that sheds the looming specter of colonial apartheid while allowing for the return of the 1947-48 and 1967 Palestinian refugees, the latter being the precondition for sustainable peace in the region. The CIA report also predicts that some 1 million Israelis will likely leave the country en masse and return to where they came from, mainly Russians, Europeans, North Americans who hold passports, dual citizenship. This is a very telling report and a huge success for the Israeli anti-apartheid movement. Here you have one of the most criminal enterprises of the last century, the Central Intelligence Agency, admitting that Israel is an unviable and undemocratic apartheid state. But I think, in light of this report, questions should be asked. We should critically assess it and ask if Israeli apartheid wasn't unviable, if it was a success, like the apartheid models implemented successfully in Canada, New Zealand, Australia, United States against indigenous peoples, would this report be calling out Israel? Despite our appreciation for the CIA's honest admission, what's wrong with the report, I think, is that it fails to account for the real reasons why Israeli apartheid is destined to fall, and that is the undying and irrepressible will of Palestinians inside and outside of Palestine to fight for the right of return to their homeland that was stolen from them by British and American imperialism and continues to be colonized by this day by people who claim that they have a birthright in a country that they were not born in.
Mad respect to those fighters.
Yeah, so I think we got to take into consideration that if Israeli apartheid falls, it will be because the irrepressible will of people to fight against such an unjust situation. Anyways, I have a track myself, C, if you don't mind. Sorry, I cut you off. we got to take turns on this, So I got the new, the solo album by M1, Confidential. This is Being Through, featuring Ghostface Killah. Check it out.
Up and I've been down. Till you help me put my feet on solid ground. I've been rich and I've been poor. Till you showed me that there's so much more.
Look, hey yo, I'm not supposed to be here. And beating they odds, beating they charts and graphs. Yo, I'm beating they gone. And I'm not the only one. See, the drama's coming. Ask my homie what he been through when he started bombing. He said, don't push me. I done pushed crack cocaine and I done pushed dope in my vein. I done sold it to my main man, moms, who was horrible. The things we do in pursuit of the loot. Ghetto currency, we was trading food stamps. 7 for 10, so I can chip in on the sack. With my man, ghetto cleaners give dirty abortions. And then evil scientists pass out pills and cut foreskin. Cut off like orphans and group homes. Lost in the system, foster care victims. Wars of the state, the more they take, the more they make. We tiptoeing through a pit of snakes, but wait.
Now I carry gloves, draped out in rhinestone robes. This the world's greatest. I run through your neighborhood dish. monkeys like basses and get mil stacks every time the camera flashes. Yeah.
I've been up and I've been down.
Show up.
Radio Basics, CHRY 105.5. We're back. Me and CSAC. What do we got next?
We got some interviews with two brothers who I went down to El Salvador with to observe the recent presidential and vice presidential election. It was a great experience. Just going to give a little bit of background on El Salvador for our listeners who might not know. So there was a civil war in El Salvador between 1980 and 1992 with the right-wing government at that time backed by the United States. It has been reported that the United States spent approximately $6 billion during the conflict. At one point was spending around $1 million a day in their intervention plans, which included death squads, torture, and all the good American stuff that we all know about. So in 1992, the government and the groups, five groups, which later became the FMLN, the left-wing party there, signed peace accords, and those guerrilla groups became the FMLN and entered into electoral struggle. So there's been a series of elections with limited success, although in the mayor elections in January, the FMLN did win 40 or 41 mayor positions throughout El Salvador. And as most of you probably heard, just won by about a 3% margin, the president and vice president positions in this last election. So we have Pablo Vivanco and Luis Granados here on the line with us. Are you guys there?
I'm here, yes.
Is that Luis?
Seems like we lost Pablo. I'm going to get him back on the line.
Luis, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. Happy to be here.
Good to have you. So we're going to try to get Pablo back on the line, but in the meantime, why don't you give us some of your impressions of the election and the FMLN, what you saw and what you want to share with observers about how the elections are different there than here and how the trip impacted you.
Well, I'll begin by saying that although I was supposed to be an impartial observer there, I certainly have to say that of all of my experiences in Latin America, and I've had the privilege of traveling down there during some very interesting times, this by far has been the most impactful and one of the most impressive displays of political power, popular power that I've ever seen. I think it's important to give a little bit of context, though, to explain how fraud is pulled off in El Salvador by Arena, the right wing party that was founded by the leader of the death squads, Roberto de Obison. Typically, as they explain to us, what they do is get citizens from other Central American countries, because of its close proximity to El Salvador, to come in close to the day of the vote with fake or fraudulent UIs, or citizen ID cards from El Salvador, and have them vote, typically pay them to vote for Arena. And so our job there was to essentially drive around and go to different locations where there was an incident or potential incident of fraud and intervene. Because one of the things that we didn't want to happen was there to be a fraud and then write a report about it later, because that really doesn't serve the people in any way. So we were involved in actually trying to prevent the fraud from going down. And it was through this that really I was really quite moved by the will of the Salvadorian people themselves to not allow a fraud to happen. A couple of instances stand out, and if you don't mind, I'd just like to elaborate a little bit on them.
Great.
The first one
Do it up.
Was driving around the city there, and we came across a site. It was a very large gathering of people. We didn't quite know what was going on. As we got closer to the scene, we figured out what had happened is that several FMLN supporters had noticed that there was an ARENA truck driving around with party members of ARENA in the truck with foreigners in the back of it. And people caught on to say that, well, this is an incident. Clearly, these foreigners have been brought in by the party to vote. So the truck itself was actually sequestered inside of a gas station and surrounded. And there's even reports of some people there that a gun had been pulled on the people. But it was such a large demonstration that the ARENA supporters had no choice but to lock themselves up in the vehicle. And then shortly thereafter, the police showed up to arrest the ARENA supporters for, allegations of conducting fraud. But what was impressive about that was that it was a completely spontaneous mini uprising by people who witnessed this potential fraud going down, and they were not going to allow this truck or the people inside or the foreigners that had been brought in to go anywhere until it was investigated. And there's some serious incidences of murders going on. So it's these people have literally put their lives on the line every time that they make these kinds of interventions. The second one was there was a stadium where the ARENA party had actually rented, and all through the night buses were coming in over and over again, and people in the neighborhood took notice and again spontaneously rallied, and the numbers grew from quite a few, only like 10 or so, to hundreds of people who were standing at the gates preventing anybody from coming in and out, because they knew exactly what they were trying to pull off was bring foreigners in, fill those trucks up and or the buses up, and then go and vote. And so the riot police showed up, and this is one of the scenes that I don't think I'll ever forget in my life. I saw a young woman completely dress down one of the police officers and go to him straight to his face. It's like, when you take that uniform off, you are just as poor as we are. And there are days that you go home and you can't feed your family either. What you're doing here is helping a crime go down, a crime against the Salvadorian people, a crime against our Constitution. And interestingly enough, the police officers who had their gas masks on, had their guns drawn, finger on the trigger, tear gas canisters in their hands, they backed off and respected that spontaneous eruption of popular power against this fraud from happening. And there's hundreds of instances, I'm sure, of that all over the country, people preventing buses coming in from at the border just over and over again, because this was a conscious people who decided that they want to change and they weren't going to let a fraud get in the way.
Wow, thanks for sharing that experience. And just for our listeners who might not know, El Salvador borders along Guatemala, Nicaragua, and Honduras, and those are the countries that ARENA, the right-wing party founded by the Death Squad leader Luis mentioned, would pay and truck voters in from, and they had control over the voters' lists also and could register them officially far in advance of the election and issue them identification cards. So Steve has a question for you, Luis.
Yeah, actually, well, I wanted to... Pablo, are you on the line too?
Yep.
Welcome, okay. Pablo. Thanks, brother, for being on.
Thank you, man.
So this is a really fascinating form of international election monitoring and observation. We hear a lot about this sort of thing of, you know, first world people going down into the third world to observe elections. A prominent Canadian example being in Afghanistan and in Haiti recently. However, the difference between from what you guys are saying, the difference between those cases and what you guys are doing in El Salvador is that you have a powerful country dominating another country and imposing elections on it, imposing certain political structures. In the case of the the elections a couple of years ago in Haiti that the Canadians observed, there was massive fraud that was backed by the Canadian government and led to a very, very, very slim majority of the, you know, the popular party there winning, but under very dire and, difficult circumstances. But what you guys have been doing seems to be observing fraud from going down as international observers, which is a really interesting form of international solidarity. Pablo, can you give us a little more background on the struggle of the FMLN through history leading up to these elections?
Sure. I want to first just kind of like touch upon the point that you just raised. In Baden-Württemberg, we've begun something called Frente Norma Bethune, which is, we've been on your show before, and we focused that on international people solidarity with the movements in Venezuela. This it can be seen kind of as a bit of an extension of that. We see this as people-to-people solidarity. We went with the FMLN from Toronto. They asked us to come based on the group that we've mutually worked on together, and we took our cues on what we needed to do and what the situation was from them, not from the OAS, not from any number of the other organizations that were down there. I mean, there was about 4,000 registered observers, and there was hundreds more actually that the tribunal stopped actually registering after they realized that there was actually like a pretty powerful mobilization on the part of the popular movements over there to get people down there to monitor elections to make sure that the right wing didn't steal the elections as they had previously. But the FMLN, in short, their history is the FMLN were the prime guerrilla movement in El Salvador throughout the 1980s. Founded by, if the acronym stands for Farabundo Martí National Liberation Front, obviously the acronym being in Spanish, Farabundo Martí being an intellectual, but one of the founders of the Communist Party of El Salvador, leader of a resistance movement in the 1930s, which served as a bit of the national inspiration for the fight that came in the 1980s following the unwillingness of the ruling classes and the oligarchy to cede power to the popular movements, which were gaining strength at that point. The examples of the extent to which that they were willing to go, the death squads at that time, called Escuadrones de la Muerte, and the military, because they kind of oscillated between the two. There was a right wing and there was even more of a right wing. It's no exaggeration, when people will call the Arena Party fascist or quasi-fascist. And indeed, not only the behavior of that party, but their foundations, their ideology can certainly be, compared to a lot of other fascist movements. A very right-wing ultra-nationalism, one that doesn't make a lot of sense considering that they dollarize their economy and have been responsible for the liquidation of any of the public assets. And, those people even wanted to privatize volcanoes, sell off volcanoes. It's pretty crazy. But the FMLN from about 1981... Yeah.
If I can just stop you for a second. When you're speaking into the mic, can you take your a lot of air is going into the mic, if you can just speak away from it a little bit?
Okay, sorry.
No problem.
From the early 1980s to 1989, the FMLN, which was a front comprised of five different political organizations and formations, they united and formed the FMLN in order to wage struggle against the governments of the day, which, as I said, refused to cede power. There had been, at that time in the early 80s, there had even been a Christian Democrat who had been elected president, who the oligarchs refused to cede power to, Napoleon Duarte, famous, a very popular leader. He was tortured, they cut off his fingers. Of course, there was also the Archbishop of El Salvador, Oscar Arnulfo Romero, very famous figure, not only in El Salvador, but in Latin America, assassinated, actually at the order of Roberto Lauzon, the principal founder of the Arena Party. The FMLN in 1989, launched, an offensive, a final offensive into El Salvador after having, you know, had, the good presence or control of a large portion of the country. And although, like, I mean, they pretty much had the government on their back heels at that point, they did not engage in a final offensive at that point. A lot of the reasons that have been talked about was the international climate at that point, with the fall of the Soviet Union, them not thinking that they would be able to actually get a lot of support considering the international situation, opted instead, and also with the defeat of the Sandinistas, the government to, you know, like a neighboring country and a sister movement, they opted instead for a peace agreement, which meant that they demilitarized and have been they've been an electoral party ever since.
Okay, thanks for that, Pablo. We're just running a bit short on time here and have to wrap up, but I just want to give both of you who've joined us here tonight, and thanks again for doing that, the opportunity to make any closing words, specifically if you want to impart any lessons that you learned while down there that are applicable to our struggles here.
Sure, I'll go ahead and go first. I actually did an interview with Lorena Peña, who is a female leader during the guerrilla struggle, and I asked her specifically, how do you maintain the revolutionary spirit or motivations when you move into the electoral battle? And I think her answer was quite apt and a good lesson for us here who are involved in revolutionary struggle, which is that revolution is about values and ideas and methods. It's not about a specific tactic. And a lot of people seem to want to devalue the FMLN because they won through electoral struggle, but that was just a tactic. And all the civil war, all of that, was setting up the conditions for that moment to happen. And people told us that a lot of their brothers and sisters, their mothers and fathers who died in the civil war, that their blood was not shed in vain because of that moment on the 15th of March. So the lesson is that we just have to be conscious of what tactics are appropriate for the conditions at the time. And the second thing is to be disciplined. In order for us to really make change, we have to be disciplined. The FMLN was able to win because it was well organized and had a lot of cadres who were ready to engage in the struggle.
Yeah, based on what you tell us here today, it sounds like they were able to win elections not because of electoralism, but because they had people out in the streets who were willing to challenge fraud and take the right to task on you know, fraudulent elections. And so they have grassroots power that's able to use elections and other tactics in order to advance their cause, right?
And how about you, Pablo? Any closing words?
Well, yeah, picking up from the point that you just said, Steve. I want to be very clear about the fact that I don't think that, I think it would be disingenuous, and I think a lot of the FMLN, militants and cadre, of which they have a lot, right? Like, I mean, I think that's one of the biggest lessons, the value of having an organized, disciplined movement and party, the value of that to a movement. But I think it would be a mistake to categorize this as they've won. They haven't won. They've won a battle in a longer war. Certainly it was momentous, it was historic, it was very emotional for, you know, even myself as a Latin American, but whatever, like, I mean, it's just a person who struggles for a better world. It was very emotional for me to be there. At the same time, I don't think that, like, I mean, they passed all the hurdles and now they can chill. They're going into another stage now, right, where there's gonna be, different challenges, different obstacles, and there's gonna be different battles even within the FMLN, around the issue of governance, right? Obviously, like, I mean, there's been too many examples in history where well-meaning movements and people get themselves into government, and the machinations of electoralism and all that means, like, I mean, trying to govern a state that ultimately is built to oppress the people, it ends up, you know, getting the best of, you know, a lot of people. So I think that's going to be a pretty hard struggle for the comrades over there. But right now, like, I mean, I'm from what I've seen, like, I mean, I believe in their organization. Like, I mean, I believe in, in the fact that they have solid organization, that they have a good foundation in order to tackle those challenges. Mm-hmm. But that's going to be something that they're going to have to do.
All right, Luis Pablo, to any righteous Latino brothers and sisters out there who want to know a little bit more about Barrio Nuevo, do you have any more information for them?
Yeah, we can be reached at barrionuevo.canada@gmail.com or check out our blog at barrionuevocanada.blogspot.com.
Okay, thank you.
We also have our own radio show, which is on Voces Latinas, 1610 a.m., mm-hmm. Saturdays from 8 to 10. So, we do that on the weekly, playing some hot Latino, like some hot stuff from down south, plus talking about the issues in the community.
All right, brothers, thanks for being on the air with us tonight.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for being here.
So, for those of you who don't know, the death toll in the struggle in El Salvador is estimated at between 65,000 and 85,000 people dead or disappeared as a result of the struggle there. So it was definitely very emotional to be there and to win this battle in the larger war, getting that president and vice president seat. The FMLN unfortunately doesn't have ownership through elected seats of the parliament, but we look forward to seeing what happens as the struggle carries on there. So we're going to take you to the commercial, and we'll be back with another track right after this.
Please remember me. Yeah, this is your own boy, Chula. You don't know it's CHRY 105.5 FM. Keep it real.
All right, we're back. Just about to wrap up here. We're going to take the music in a little bit of a different direction. C-Sack Styles.
What you got, C-Sack?
I got some Tom Waits from Used Songs. Step Right Up. It's
right.
A song that I think is reflective of the advertising tactics and the attitude of consumerism that we got going on over here, that just buying shit can solve anything.
All right, let's try it out.
Step right up, step right up, step right up. Everyone's a winner, bargains galore. That's right, you two can be the proud owner. The quality goes in before that name goes on. One-tenth of a dollar, one-tenth of a dollar. We got service after sale. How about perfume? We got perfume. How about an engagement ring? Some for the little lady, some for the little lady, some for the little lady. $4. We got a year-end clearance. We got our white sale and a smoke-damaged furniture. You can drive it away today. Act now, act now. And receive is our gift to you. They come in all colors, one size fits all. No muss, no fuss, no spills. You tired of kitchen drudgery, everything must go. Going out of business, going out of business, going out of business sale. 50% off original retail price, skip the middle man. Don't settle for less. How do we do it, how do we do it? Volume, volume, turn up the volume. Now you are ready to advertise. Don't hesitate, don't be caught with your drawers down. Don't be caught with your drawers down. You can step right up, step right up. Right, it fillets and chops, dice and slices, never stops, lasts a lifetime, mows your lawn, and it mows your lawn, and it picks up the kids from school, it gets rid of unwanted facial hair, it gets rid of embarrassing age spots, it delivers a pizza, and it lengthens, and it strengthens, and it finds that slipper that's been at large under the chaise lounge for several weeks, and it plays a mean rhythm master, it makes excuses for unwanted lipstick on your collar, and it's only a dollar, step right up. Only a dollar to step right up. Cause it forges your signature. If not completely satisfied, mail back on you. Portion of product for complete refund of price of purchase. Step right up. Please allow 30 days for delivery. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. You can live in it, laughing it, loving it, swimming it, sleeping it, living it, swimming it, laughing it, loving it. Remove embarrassing stains from contour sheets. That's right. And it entertains visiting relatives. It turns a sandwich into a banquet. Tired of being the life of the party. Change your shorts, change your life. Change your life. Change into a 9-year-old Hindu boy. Get rid of your wife. And it walks your dog. And it doubles on sex. Doubles.
Looking too impressed.
No, I'm liking it. I'm liking it. That's
Tom
Waits. Yo, that's a genre of music I don't hear a lot of political content coming out over. So that was pure jokes. Tom Waits, man, give it up for Tom Waits.
Tom Waits, baby.
I don't really know much about Tom Waits.
Check him out.
Yeah.
Yeah, check him out.
Is all his music that clever?
It's clever. I know there's some Tom Waits fans out there. Come on. It doesn't have to be all hip-hop all the time.
No. Hip-hop. You know what? It's all about popular music, right? It just happens to be that hip-hop is a music that's most accessible to a lot of people because they can do it without a lot of instruments, without a lot of tools. You know, they can just spit on the street, do some freestyle, write their lyrics, you know.
And you're getting into the rap. I heard you rapping at the Basics launch party.
No.
Steve De Silva is holding it down.
Yo, let's keep that on the wraps.
No, we're not going to keep that on the wraps. This guy's got some amazing skills and some amazing content. He's trying to be all humble and stuff.
Look out for a new track by Wasan and Unsung on gentrification, on dispossession.
But Wasan and Stevie D.
Well, not quite.
What's your name?
We'll keep that for another show.
He's blushing, people. He's blushing.
Unsung. But we're almost done for the day. But before we go out, we just got to remind people that, you know, we're bringing you the show every week. Like all the shows are bringing you their shows all every week and some every day because this is Campus Community Radio. We can do what we want. We can say what we want.
Except swears.
Sorry, we can't do that.
Swear earlier.
For the kiddies at home. But in terms of political content, we can say the truth because we are Campus Community Radio. And without continuing support from people's organizations, we can't do what we do. So keep supporting us, and also check out Basics, Basics Community Newsletter online. And our newsletter, our website is basicsnewsletter.blogspot.com. And Radio Basics, you got anything else to say, C?
Just that we've been around for a couple of years now and our membership is growing. We have tons of ways to plug in and get involved. We're not just a newspaper. We have an educational program. We have a small artist collective starting up. We distribute the paper all over the city. We're at about 6,500 copies each right now. We got a new issue coming out. It's going to be coming out in...
Issue number 13?
No, issue number 14.
No, it's 13.
Oh, issue number 13.
But 14's coming too. Right after that,
we got coming. After 13.
No, we got a big issue coming up because May Day, as a tradition of workers' militancy at this time in this depression that's unfolding, May Day is being relaunched in Toronto, and that's going to be a major feature of our new issue of the paper coming out mid-April. Check it out. We got a lot of other campaigns that we're supporting around the city of allied organizations and movements that we're involved with. People should check out the No Cops campaign, trying to challenge the occupation of our schools by police officers. Youth are definitely challenging these policies. Teachers are challenging these policies. Parents are challenging the occupation of schools by police officers. And you should check out this campaign. You can find out more information about them as well and some of the stuff they've done and that we've reported on our website, basicsnewsletter.blogspot.com. And we got enough stuff that we're involved with, and the people are on the move. So, and you know, Basics is a people's newspaper. So I hope you're sold. Check it out. We just had a caller trying to call in. I don't know where they're at. They hung up. But if you got something to say, I'll put you on the line. You can call back. Don't be shy.
Yeah, just give us a call. We're here in the
416-736-5656. We haven't done a call-in show in a while. Actually, they did a call-in show last week. That's not true. About the No Cops campaign. They were speaking to some kids from some students from Weston Collegiate and about the assault of some students by the police officer out there. That show will soon be posted on our website. That was a three-hour show, so we got to do some heavy-duty editing for that show. But other than that, you know, let's go to a track before we go out, and if we got more time, we'll throw some more tracks down after that as well. You know how we be. Radio Basics, CHRY 105.5. I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
And yeah, so let's play a track off the new K-9 album, Troubadour. The song is America, featuring Mos Def and Chali. Radio Basics. We out.
قبريلا سبحانه مرة شبه لحرته مرة خفيفة هوته مرة عاقة إيشك مرة إيه هو شرف شرف حاجي ويان أقل الله حريخته هنا بانك جوغة الله يا أشيغة تنت أشان ليا نهوي سمسمي صباح نوري هذو كل كليو كلون بدني هذو حاجك جيرة حسوس بدني صاحب تاع عشق بديلي وقدم بيستنا أنا يقيلوبة وقبنا بحن ونقي أردني نبت بريني مريكن والله قسوي مريكن والله قسوي مريكن والله قسوي ونقي أردني نبت بريني مريكن والله قسوي مريكن والله قسوي مريكن والله قسوي. There are certain things fresh and certain things mish. I got my own sound, I don't sound like the rest. And even my attire and my choice of dress. And not long ago, I don't spoke English. The foreigners police pull me over a lot. They wonder what type of rap seed I got. And sometimes I take a young girl out to eat and hold the door open, oh you're so sweet. Of course, my affection's super illustrated. And I like to give, don't reciprocate it. Unless you can give me something innovated. And let's cook it up, we don't refrigerate it. But back to this country of the educated, where people get robbed and they celebrate it. Wanna get all the day, nobody name, Marekin, while I get so way. Marekin, while I get so way. Marekin, while I get so way. Wanna get all the day, nobody name, Marekin, while I get so way. Marekin, while I get so way. Marekin, while I get so way.
Marekin. My conscience is of thee, sweet land for robberies. Dope smoking SUVs, red meat and army greens. Fat and frills, drills and spills. Eat and sleep, pump and kill. Shop to your job, work to your dad. Get all you can, then get in the wind. Out of my face, on your knees. Sleep in the mansion, shout out the streets. Make that cake, whip that trick. Lick my swagger, suck my shit. Get high, get low, get sticky, get rich. Get your own show, get down, get quick. You slow, you blow, you broke, get fixed. Terror Dome, home swag home. Terror Dome, home swag home.
Wanna get all the day, no but buddy name. Marekin, while I get so way. Marekin, while I get so way. Marekin, while I get so way. Wanna get all the day, no but buddy name. Marekin, while I get so way. Marekin, while I get so way. Marekin, while I get so way.
There are some things pure, while certain things blur. Diluted with the lie and you believe when it occur. Falsified information got my people in the stir. We have to be in search of something equal to the cure. Straight out the door, I come to give you more. Lay the law, keep it raw, when I speak it from the core. Get underneath your skin like I scratched it with the claw. Conflicted with the rich, cause I kick it with the poor. I laugh in the face of adversity. Sound clash with the face, cause it's natural to me. But if you pay attention to the past, you will see. Not long ago you act, they hang your ass from a tree. But certain things change, but some stay the same. Some are reckless, others are lovers of the game. I'm trying to walk the lane, the Serato moves the cane. Instead of doing things that keep me covered in the flame.
Wanna get all the day, no but buddy name. Marekin, while I get so way. Marekin, while I get so way. Marekin, while I get so way. Wanna
ki ora ne na mat mari ne mare ken wala ga so wa ye mare ken wala ga so wa ye America wala ga so wa ye
na 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 that shit was cool in English but give me that Somali verse
قبر يا رب سبحانه مر الشبيل حيرته مر قفيفة هوته مقعاقة إيشك مقعيق وشرف شرف حاجي ويا أقل هذا حريرته دينا عبانك الجوغة الله يا أشيقة تنت أشنلي نهوي سمسمي صباح نوري هذو كل كليو كلوم بدني هذو حاجك جيرة حسوس بدني صاحب تاع عشق عشق بادي لي وقدم بيستنا أنا يا قيلوبة وقوبة نام بحن